Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Everybody to the revival, hallelujah, that just won't stop, the revival that just won't quit, the revival that keeps going and going and going, hallelujah, and we're going to keep going, praise God, hallelujah, until God, amen, tells us to stop. Bless the name of the Lord on today, hallelujah. We truly thank God for everybody that has called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight, hallelujah. Amen. Everybody that's called in and tuned in tonight, hallelujah. We are truly here to have a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your holy name on tonight. Lord, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for every revelation that you're about to drop into our spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for the healing that you are about to provide on tonight, Lord. Lord, we just want to bless your name. We just want to magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah, because you are truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord, we want you to know that we love, that we adore you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we just praise your high and your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Once again, this is the revival that just won't stop. Praise God. The revival, hallelujah, that just won't quit. The revival that keeps going and going and going. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We are about to get this party started. It's about time, amen, for us to go. Hallelujah to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Amen. This is when we come before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Before the throne of the Lord, and we declare to the world how good God is. Hallelujah. How good he is in each of our lives, bless the name of the Lord, praise God. How he has made a way out of no way, how he keeps making ways, bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah, praise God. And if you're out there on Blog Talk Radio, we encourage you to call in, praise God, hallelujah, and give your testimony, praise God, hallelujah, or give your prayer request, hallelujah. If you get that prayer request, we want to pray with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to pray with you because we believe what the word of God says. It says when two or more come together, touching and agree on anything, hallelujah, in the earth, praise God, it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. That scripture goes on to say that whatever we unleash on earth will be unleashed in heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we want to pray with you on this evening, touch and agree that God's going to work that thing out for you. Hallelujah. Then we want you to call back later with a testimony of how God answers your prayer. Hallelujah. If you're out there, get ready to call in. Hallelujah. We are fixing to, hallelujah, open up the line in just a second. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to read, hallelujah, Psalms 100. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 100. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generation. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing, hallelujah, of his high and his holy word on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want you to take a second. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And look at verse number 4. It says, to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Enter into his gates. He was talking about entering into the tabernacle. Hallelujah, praise God. But when you enter into the gates today, you are talking about entering into the presence of God. Hallelujah. And the writer, David, is instructing us on the proper way. You know, it's a right way to do something. Hallelujah, and it's a wrong way to do something. Praise God, hallelujah. He says the right way to enter into the presence of the living God, hallelujah, is with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. He said the right way to enter into the presence of the living God is with praise. Hallelujah. The writer commands us, amen, hallelujah, to be thankful unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And to bless his name. Now we always asking the Lord to bless us. Now, how does he bless us? He blesses us spiritually. Hallelujah. Physically. He blesses us mentally. He blesses us in our health. He blesses us in our finances. Hallelujah. Well, how can you return the favor and bless God? Hallelujah. Simply by praising his name. Hallelujah. He says, be thankful unto him. In other words, appreciate what God has done for you. Appreciate, hallelujah, the doors he has opened. Appreciate the crooked pathways that he has made straight. Appreciate the healings he has given you. Hallelujah. Appreciate the near-death, hallelujah, amen, situations you've been in where you should have been there. Hallelujah. You should have been gone. You need to appreciate what God has already done, hallelujah, and bless his name. You need to glorify him. You need to magnify him. You need to lift his name up, high and holy, because he's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. And verse number 5 tells us why. It said, because the Lord is good. Hallelujah. We can stop right there. We really don't have to say no more. That is enough. Hallelujah, to bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. When we see human beings down here doing good, hallelujah, they got good morals, hallelujah, they got a good head on their shoulders, and they just good people, we praise them for being good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that same person you prayed for being good, they can change their mind tomorrow. You can piss them off and they won't say nothing to you tomorrow. That same person that was good, kind-hearted, good morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But until you made them mad, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But the Bible says the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting. Glory to God. His mercy don't stop. See, my mercy is stop. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. If we want to be real about it, it ain't supposed to stop. I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. My mercy is supposed to be everlasting just like God's is. Hallelujah. But if we have to be honest with ourselves, praise God, it comes a point. Hallelujah. Amen. And some of us, amen, maybe all of us, amen, when we just fed up with something. Praise God. I'm done with it. I'm going to cut it off. I'm through. Praise God. My grace done ran out. My mercy done ran out. Hallelujah. But God says, my mercy is everlasting no matter what you do. Glory to God. If you repent of that thing. See, I can do something to you and repent about it, but you still won't forgive me for it. You're going to still be mad about it. Hallelujah. And if you forgive me for it, you might not forget about it. Hallelujah. You might remind me of what I did 20 years later. Praise God, because it's still on your mind. But God said, I will take the sin from you, and I will separate it from you as far as the east is from the west. I will take those sins, and I will throw them behind me. And God don't look back. Bless the name of the Lord. He said, I will take your sins and cast them into a sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you sin, watch this. When you sin and you repent about it, God forgets about it. I'm going to say that again because that might be hard for some people to accept, but it's in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says he forgets about your sins. He throws them into a sea of forgiveness. Hallelujah, never to be remembered again. You asking God to forgive you for something you did a long time ago. Hallelujah. He said, I forgave you when you repented for it a long time ago. That's the enemy trying to get you to think, hallelujah, that God is still holding something over your head. Do you not know once you repent and you go back to God with that same thing, he don't know what you're talking about. Praise God. Hallelujah. He don't know. That's the kind of God we have, our everlasting God, he's an all-knowing God that can make a decision to forget the wrong, the evil that we have done. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's the kind of God, hallelujah, we serve. Praise God, hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting, and in the truth, his truth endures. Endure. That's the thing is everlasting. It makes it all the way to the end. That's why the beginning of the word is end. Hallelujah. It's endures. It's going to make it to the end regardless of the situation. Hallelujah. So his truth is going to make it to the end regardless of the situation to all generations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the truth that was written and when David wrote, hallelujah, amen. Some 12,000 years ago when he wrote it, it's still true today. Praise God, hallelujah. It was true for David. It was true for Solomon. Hallelujah, praise God. It was true for Jeremiah. Hallelujah. It was true for Matthew, Luke, John, and it's true for Paul, and it's true for you. Hallelujah. God don't change. Praise God. His words say, amen. The earth and the fullness of it will pass away. Hallelujah. This whole earth will be destroyed. The sun will melt away. The sky will roll up like a snow. And God's word will still stand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when you come to the throne of grace on tonight, praise God, you come with that attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. Come showing God that you appreciate what he has done for you in your life. Magnify his name. Do not be ashamed, hallelujah, of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't be ashamed to let the world know God did this to me. I could not have done this, hallelujah, on my own. See, some of y'all don't want people to think y'all hyper-spiritual people. Hallelujah. You don't want people to think you a Bible thumper. You better thump that Bible, praise God, hallelujah, and quit being ashamed of Jesus. He said, if you ashamed of me in front of your friends, I'm going to be ashamed of you in front of my Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah on today. Amen. So we're about to open up the throne of grace at this time. Bless the name of the Lord. If there be one that have a testimony, if there be one that have a prayer request, hallelujah, the phone lines are open. Now would be the time. Will there be one on tonight?
I'd like to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, showing me up on a new day. I'd like to thank the Lord for blessing me and my family and friends. I'd like to thank the Lord for all his blessings he has stowed upon me. I'd like to thank the Lord for taking care of all his children. I want to ask the Lord to go in the hospital, the nursing home, the jails, the prisons, all over the world. Lord, I ask you to please send down rain in Palmdale, California, Louisiana. Just send down rain all over the land, Lord. Help the people put out the fires. Help this coronavirus. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'd like to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. Today, it's me, Brother Ryan. Waking me up this morning, starting me off on some exercise and eating a good, healthy breakfast this morning. I'd like to thank the Lord for my sisters, my nieces, my nephew. I'd like to thank the Lord for being here on the prayer line today and prayer line for this morning. I thank the Lord for Pastor Curry and Pastor Andre. I ask the Lord, I ask that you go down Danger Highway and take your one that traveled on the road today. I ask that you go inside the prison and the jail cell, take care of the inmates. Somebody needs you right now, Lord. I ask you take care of the homeless and the sick and shut in. Give them some food, a warm place to stay, some clean clothes on their back. Help them, Father God. Lord, please take care of the patients in the hospitals. Lord, we know next week the kids are out of school next week. We ask you to cover them in your blood, Jesus, protect them. And they get you out of school next Wednesday, Lord. Father God, thank you for our military, Lord Jesus. Father God, thank you for our presidents, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, Lord. Father God, thank you for Sister Alberta, Miss Virgie, Pastor Ball, Minister Crystal, Jane Bay, Lord. Linda, Annette, Yolanda, Bobby. Thank you for all of them, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Lord, thank God for being here. Lord, thank God for those five and six, my niece, my nephews, my family, my other families, the family, my granddaddy Henry, Mr. Family. Wherever they at, I don't know. Some of them here or what, I don't know. Thank God for him and his wife, my elder, my son, Mr. Pastor Corey, for the Andre, Sister Alberta, Mother Chris. Mother Kathleen and Pastor Ball and all the pastors. Go by the jailhouse, go by the prison ward, go by the nursing home, go by the homeless, go by the prison, just go by the young generations gonna come in next week. Bless them all, Lord. We give this See, our young generation could come in on Wednesday, next Wednesday. Thank God for them going back to work. Thank God for my niece, my nephew, DJ, Cable, TP, all of them. Thank God for Pastor Cruz, our pastor, Sister Cruz, our mother Sarah Linden, our choir member, our deacon board, and the mother board, and everybody, Lord. Thank God for them and checking on me. That's it. Thank God. Go get your blessing. It's your time. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
First of all, I thank and praise God for being on the line this evening. I thank God for another opportunity, another chance to get it right. I praise and thank God for everyone being on the prayer line. I thank God. We come to praise Him. I thank God, hallelujah, that today is still the same as yesterday in the eyesight of God. I thank God for giving us all another chance and another opportunity to be on the line this evening. Pray much for me and pray for all our children. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else on today, bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Well, we truly thank God for everybody, hallelujah, who has called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight, to the revival that just won't stop. Praise God. We're going to go to the throne of grace with prayer. Hallelujah. I'm going to introduce the speaker. We're going to have a collection. Amen. And then we're going to hear the word of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, just for allowing us to come together in your name. You have heard the testimonies that have gone up before your throne on your goodness, Lord. Hallelujah. And we magnify you. We praise you for it. We lift your name up high in hope. Hallelujah. You know each one of our individual needs. And we recognize that you are the only one that can fill those needs, Lord. Hallelujah. So we come to you as humbly as we know how. Hallelujah. Asking that you hear our voice on tonight. Hallelujah. Touch each and every one of us in your own unique way, Lord. And we thank you in advance for everything that you're about to do. Lord, touch the man of God on tonight as he gets ready to come forth and bring forth your word. Hallelujah. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the anointing to flow freely as it always does. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We bow, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to distract us off us, that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. We bind them and we cast it away. We command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. It's a blessing to be on the line, a blessing to be in the presence of the saints. If you just tuned in, this is the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. The revival that won't quit. The revival that keeps going and going and going. Hallelujah. And we're going to keep going until the wheels fall off. Bless the name of the Lord. And bringing the word every night almost, amen, since May 11th. Hallelujah, is the leader, the pastor of the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based, hallelujah, out of Long Beach, California. Amen. Praise God. You better believe the West Coast is in the house. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bringing forth the word tonight. will be none other than my brother in Christ, hallelujah, your friend and mine, the Holy Apostle, Eldon A. Curry, immediately following this next election. You will be in the hands of the man of God. Bless the name of the Lord.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open your window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be a blessing. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise.
And you stood. Come on, windows of heaven. Listen, I'm blessed in the city, I'm blessed in the field, I'm blessed going out, I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed. God made you a promise.
God made you a promise.
And you stood the test. He's gonna open the window. Pour you out.
Pour you out a blessing.
It's your season.
It's your season.
Oh, yeah. I got one more verse. Listen. I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. But I'm standing here. Because of his blood, he's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, yes it is, to be blessed. Come on, say it again, say.
It's your season
to be blessed.
To be blessed.
God made you a promise.
God made you a promise.
And you stood.
It's your season.
You can't.
Somebody say yes it is. Somebody say, what season is it? It's my season to be healed.
Man, come on, give God a praise, everybody. Come on, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
To be blessed. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Man, amen. It is a blessing to be gathered together one more time to give God a praise.
Amen.
Man. I mean, you know that it's a blessing to be gathered together one more time. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of God tonight. We thank God tonight, giving God praise tonight. Amen. Giving honor to God on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
It's your season, child of God. It's our season. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to let nobody mess nothing up that God got going on in my season. Hallelujah. Tell somebody the neighbor, don't let the devil mess nothing up. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Neighbor, don't let the devil mess nothing up.
It's your season, Abasando, Kundarabasando. Hallelujah. To be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank God on tonight. I want to thank my dear, dear brother, Elder Andre. Amen. Praise the Lord, man of God.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
Amen. Out there to you and your family. Amen. To everyone that's under the sound of my voice, peace and blessings and love unto everyone tonight. Amen. There are some things in my heart tonight I want to talk about tonight. Amen. I need to share some things with y'all tonight. That's all right. We're going to jump in the word tonight, but I need to share some things with you tonight. How many of you tonight have been enjoying the revival?
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you have been blessed through the revival?
Amen.
Amen.
Lord woke me up with two things on my heart, y'all. And before we go into the word of God, I got to get this off my chest. Because when God woke me up with something, then I got to let y'all know what he woke me up with. Amen.
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 How many of you believe that God speaks through me?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you know that God speaks through me?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Man, tonight. Two things the Lord pointed out. He said, I want you to really talk to them about the reverence that they're giving me on the line.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, you have a hard time. I told you, you might need a lawyer.
How many know that when you put, thank you, Lord, the Bible says, thou shalt have no other God before me. Am I right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Is that one of the first of the Ten Commandments?
Amen.
Lord, you are so awesome.
Man.
Thou shalt have no other God before me. In other words, God says, when you say you put me first, nothing else should come between me and you.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As long as we've been online, there should not be a TV going. There shouldn't be anything right now while we're in the presence of the Most High God.
Amen. Amen.
How many know that the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many know you can't be wise until you first understand and learn the fear of the Lord? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
And we're talking about that God is first, but if God is first, then he should have the utmost reverence. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And many of us is too old for us to be being corrected in this time in our life, and we should have been at this place of reverence in our life. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know we ain't got no business with no TV or nothing else going when God is speaking. Come on here, somebody. Would you go in the church house with a TV playing and the preacher preaching?
No.
How many of you would turn your phone off if the preacher was preaching in the church house?
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, let me turn my phone off, because if it ain't you, I ain't trying to hear nobody but you today, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The same God that's in the church house is on the line right now. How many of you know that tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That the same God we give reverence to in the church is here on the line right now. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Ain't no different God online tonight. Ain't no Buddha. Ain't no Krishna. Ain't no Allah online tonight.
All right now.
Some of us call him Jesus. Some of us call him Yahshua, HaMashiach. But let me tell you something. He is the God of the universe. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
He the same God that woke us up this morning. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved, I'm saying this because God wants more reverence out of us. Those of us who are not reverencing him the way that we should. Now, like old folks would say, and I don't know why, I'm just old. But they would say, if the shoe don't fit, don't worry about it. But if the shoe fit, then wear it and try to get it off your foot so it don't be on your foot no more. I'm trying to help you out tonight because the Holy Ghost woke me up with this on my heart. He said, yeah. He said, you need to straighten out some things.
Like the television.
And how we reverence God need to be one of them. He said to say this tonight. He said, the destruction is on the way because you done sent a warning and they have not heeded the warning, so the destruction is right around the corner. How many know that God will not continue to warn us? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So wrong.
That's why Paul says, should we continue in sin that grace may abound, God forbid, because we don't know how much grace is on the card. Come on here, somebody. We go, you know, sometimes I think we treat grace like a ATM card, and we think if we go do something wrong, we go into the ATM card and hit it and say, well, how much more do I got on here where I can really mess off before then I have to act right? Because I ain't got no more grace on the card. How many know that sometimes we go to that ATM in the spiritual realm and try to push that grace card, and that grace card say, you all out. Come on here, somebody. So God is saying tonight that those who are listening and who are not reverencing the Spirit of God like they should, God has said, you better take notice. And realize that I'm online, that I'm looking and booking, And when you hear the prophet, you're hearing my mouthpiece, because I'm speaking through him to you. And the blessing can't get to you if you're operating in disobedience. Now, I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me about the TV. He said, that's witchcraft.
Amen.
Witchcraft is anything that is not obeying God. God sends a warning and says, either turn it down or turn it off, but you turn it up. So that's a stubborn spirit right there. There's a rebellious spirit. And the Bible calls a rebellious spirit, it's the same as what? Witchcraft.
Amen.
That's right. And
Oh, Apostle, I ain't got no gooby dust. I ain't working no gooby. I ain't burning no candles. You might as well, because you're being rebellious and you're being stubborn. And God calls it idolatry and witchcraft. Come on here, somebody. So either respect God's line or get off God's line, but don't continue to disrespect God's line, because God will vindicate himself. I mean, you know, God says, that I am the I am God.
Amen.
Amen.
And how many know when I am says I am, that means that he will become whatever he needs to be? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
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 Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can't hear that TV no more. Hallelujah. I don't believe I hear it no more. Do you?
Come on.
It's not on.
Amen.
It's on. Yeah.
It's so low I can barely hear it. Come on here, somebody.
But it's on, though. I hear it. It's on.
Amen.
But somebody give God a praise or they cut that thing down or something. I can't hear it. Normally be really loud. Lord.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. We can give God more respect. This is God's line.
Amen.
And any kind of disrespect would not be tolerated on the line of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. He's being too good to us. Come on here, somebody. Anytime somebody give you life, amen, where you can live, amen, and can speak death, and you will die, you better give them the utmost reverence. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give God praise tonight. Amen. The second thing that God spoke to me about, he said, tell those who can give and have not obeyed me that they need to line up. How many know that we're not going to cheat God? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Because God don't cheat us. Come on here,
Amen.
Somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that when God give us, he give us his best? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how many know that when God speaks to your leader, you obey your leader, that you obeying God? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
We give God praise tonight because, let me tell you something, as we walk in obedience, thanks to God, if we walk in the utmost obedience, I promise you, God said to me in prayer, he said, tell them they will lack for nothing. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God is a God of obedience. And when we obey God, the door is open. And I'm thankful tonight because God is saying to push everyone to press for the high calling. Press. Now, this will hit my spirit, what the Lord was speaking to me in prayer as I was talking to him. He said, because they are holding you to a higher standard, hold them to the higher standard that I've called them to. When I get in prayer, y'all, I listen, and I don't say nothing when God is speaking. Because when God is speaking, who can say anything? Because we don't know nothing. My conversation with God is short. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Because I'm hearing, because I want to make sure when I say what he tells me to say, that I say everything he tells me to say, how he tells me to say it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe yesterday God was talking to us about what, heaven and hell?
Amen. Amen.
And how many of you will say that was a blessing what the Lord spoke to us yesterday?
Amen.
Amen. We want to stay in that same vein of where God got us. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 I feel a praise. I feel a praise right in here. I feel that we should just take out at least about 5 to 10 seconds right now to give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, child of God. Come on and give God a praise right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. I feel a praise in the atmosphere. I feel a praise of thanksgiving. I feel a praise of just letting them know how good he's been. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you just for being.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just hear Lord saying, praise me for who I am. Praise me for just being who I am. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I mean, you know, that sometimes you need to praise God just for who he is. Come on, he's like, Lord,
hallelujah.
I don't want nothing. I just want to tell you, I just thank you for being who you are. Come on, Shabando. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you. God, help yourself. Hallelujah.
How many got a just because
praise?
Hallelujah. Lord, I'm praying to you just because.
Hallelujah.
And I feel that praise in the
atmosphere.
You know, some people praise God, but they have an agenda behind why they praising him. But sometimes you just want to praise God because he is just worthy to be praised. Come on here.
Lord,
I'm not praising you because of what you've done for me. I'm praising you because of who you are, Lord. I'm praising you because there's nobody like you. I'm praising you, God, because you are the everlasting God. I'm praising you because you're the almighty God. I'm praising you, Lord, because there's nobody else that is worthy of my praise but you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody help me lift him up this tonight. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
How many
Hallelujah.
You feel that in your spirit tonight?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
You
are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hey, Hallelujah, God. Daba sande rebo ko dara mandi di ushando. Hey, God. Mamando rebo ko diri asi si toro rebo sandi di ushando. Hey, kadaba ko yara mandi di ushana. Ye bebebe ke toro rebo sandi di ushando. Somebody praises Holy Hallelujah. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all honor. He's worthy that about Sunday, the Boko, not about
Sunday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you.
Hey, Shababoko, Dadabasando, hallelujah. Somebody's soul need to make their boast in the Lord today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You hardly find nobody praising God just for who he is right now because... Unless you know who he is, you can't praise him for who he is. You got to know who he is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Shout
out. How many know you can't praise the God that you don't know? Come on here, somebody. You can only praise God when you know him. Come on here, somebody. See, when you know God, and see, God is calling for those of us who know him, come on here, somebody. Not just know about him, but know him. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, a lot of us know about God, but we don't know God. Come on here, somebody. It's a big difference knowing about God than knowing God. See, when you know God, that's a whole other playing field. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, that's a whole other ballpark. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That means you walk with him, you talk with him, and he tells you that you his own. Come on here, somebody. That means that any time I feel that I need to call on the Lord, that he will answer me. Come on here, somebody. See, the reason why a lot of folks call on God and he don't answer, because they only call on him when they get in trouble. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, that ain't no relationship. See, you gotta be able to call on God when everything is good. Talk to God when everything is going great. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I learned, beloved, when you talk to God on a continual basis, glory to God, that when trouble do try to come, it can't stay because God has already rebuked the trouble. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Let me tell you something, beloved. I'm almost closing. You make sure you take care of your shepherd and watch God take care of you.
Hallelujah.
Your shepherd shouldn't be in lack. But if he be in lack, you will be in lack. Come on here, somebody. You got to cover your pastor because your pastor has your next level in his loins. Come on here, somebody. God has put his next level in his loins.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So you protect your apostle. You're protecting the word that God has put in your apostle. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And how many know that he can't go up without you going up? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
What I always tell you, I said, wherever I go, I'm taking you with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because God has put you in my care, and he has put me in your care. Come on here, somebody. There's a two-way street. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody continue to give God a praise.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, child of God, if we stay connected, whatever's going on in the land won't be able to touch us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Damn.
That's what the Lord promised me. He said, don't worry about a thing. If they obey you,
yes, God,
they're going to be all right. Because I'm
Amen.
In you, and you in me. Hallelujah. I mean, you know that when you in him and he in you, you can't lose. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I'm praying that
Hallelujah.
God can keep us so knitted in love. I want you to be in agreement with me that God will keep us in the spirit of oneness. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. And whatever God bless you with, bless him back. I don't care what it is. Bless God back. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because that keeps the blessing
Amen.
Flowing. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And that's how we stay so blessed. It's through obedience. Hallelujah. Somebody give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight, we're thanking God tonight. I want to leave you with something. Come with me to Deuteronomy 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. What do we say 8 mean? The number 8 mean?
Completion, new beginning.
Yes, mother. Yes, it means new beginnings. Come on here, somebody. Is everybody in Deuteronomy chapter 8?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. You said you sent your word and you healed them. You
Amen.
Said, Father, that your word shall not return to you void, but accomplish that which you sent it out to do. Thank you, Father, that you said that in the beginning was your word, and your word became flesh, and your word dwelt among us. So we thank you for the power that is in your word, O God. We ask you right now, tonight, Lord, that you would release your word and manifest your word with signs following. We will give your name the praise, the glory,
Amen.
And the honor. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Chapter 8, beginning with verse 1. And the word of the Lord reads, and it says, be careful to follow every commandment I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't God awesome?
Yes.
Yes,
God,
he is.
All you got to do is be obedient to what I tell you, and everything will work out fine. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Tell me somebody said obey.
Obey.
Obey. Amen.
Don't you want to go in and possess the land? He said that you may live. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Obedience separates the living from the dead. Come on here, somebody. He said that
Amen.
You may live and do what? Increase. Come on here, somebody. You ain't going to decrease. You're going to increase.
Hallelujah.
But you got to obey God.
Increase. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And then he said that you may enter and possess the land. Come on. Not only are you going to live, not only is increase going to hit your life, but you're going to go in and possess the land that God said you could have. So somebody clap your hands and give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Mm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm.
That he promised your ancestors. So God made a promise to our ancestors, amen, concerning the blessing that we're getting ready to come into. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And then verse 2 says, remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God allows us to go through a wilderness
mm-hmm.
season to humble and test us? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because God got to know what? That he can trust you. Come on here, somebody. That he can trust us. Come on here, somebody. See, what the wilderness do is that
Amen.
It kills the flesh. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
To humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart. Come on here, somebody. See, the wilderness lets you know what's in your heart. Come on. Because your mouth can say anything, but your heart ain't going to lie. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Whether or not you would keep his commandments. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So the wilderness is what allows us to see whether or not we will keep the Lord's what? Commandments. Come on here, somebody. Because how many know that the flesh really cut up in the wilderness? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
The flesh will be all right, but when it get in the wilderness, it's all right to crazy. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Because it don't have any of the conveniences that it used to have. It. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, in the wilderness, we got to trust God. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, he humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which
mm-hmm.
neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that the Lord will allow us to eat a certain way to understand that man do not live by bread alone? In other words, that it don't just take natural bread for us to live. We need the word of God to live. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank the Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, hallelujah. Then the Bible says, and he humbled you, causing you to hunger, mm-hmm. and then feeding you, thank you, Lord, with the manna. And so God puts us to the test. And then in verse 4, he says, your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart, that as a man disciples his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Come on here, somebody. So God says, I discipline you
Amen.
For you to go through certain things so you'll know that I'm God in everything. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
God is not disciplining us to show us that he's mean. He is disciplining us so that we don't be chasing with the world. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then verse 6 says, observe the commandments of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to him and reverencing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land. Somebody say a good land.
A good land.
Now, how many of you God ain't going to bring us into this land if we don't act right? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's why God is saying, I want you to put on your best behavior. I want you to put on your A game, because I'm getting ready to bring you into a land that's a good land. Verse 7, it says, a land with brooks and streams and deep springs gushing into the valleys and the hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and a honey.
Amen. Bless God. I think we lost the apostle. Amen. He should be calling back in a second. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm back. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, you know that God got this land waiting on us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Tell somebody, say, don't miss yours, neighbor.
Don't miss yours, neighbor.
Don't miss yours, neighbor.
Because I'm not going to miss mine. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I need it.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 8 says, the land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oils, and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce and you will not lack nothing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The Lord just speaking that to me this morning. He said, you're not going to lack nothing if you obey. Amen. He said, if they obey what I'm giving you to give them, they will not lack anything in this season. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the overflow, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hello, Moko, Danabasando. I feel God now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He says, a land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's a rich land right there, labor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody's thanking for a land like that. Lord said, Lord, thank you for your land that you want to give me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, you know that the Lord know what a good land is. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We trying to rack our brain and think instead of saying, Lord, lead me and guide me to what a good land is, Lord. You know where it's at. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you. And the Lord said, I got it for you. And I want to give it to you. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're going to close it with verse 10. Hallelujah. No.
Hallelujah.
We can't close it with verse 10. There's too much good stuff in here. It says, when you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you. Come on here, somebody. Amen. When you give food, amen, and you take that birth, glory to God. Give God the praise behind it, glory to God. Say, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For giving me this good land, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For satisfying my belly and my mouth with good things. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That everywhere I need to give God a praise right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Verse 11, it said, be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commandments, his laws, and his decrees that I'm giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you have built fine houses and settled down, and when your herd of flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, hallelujah, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
That's why we can't stop praising God, hallelujah. Amen. We can't stop giving God thanks. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Because I don't want to ever forget who brought me out. Glory to God. I don't ever want to forget who gave me my good land. I don't ever want to forget, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And it was you, oh God, that gave me the power to give wealth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to his great name.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But see, then when we start praising God, then when we get proud, we'll start praising God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
How many know that you don't want to get in that place? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, keep a praise on my lips.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Say, Lord, keep a praise on my lips.
Thank you,
Lord. Lord, keep
the
praise on my lips.
So I don't never forget, Lord. Hallelujah.
I don't never forget, Lord.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Amen. Somebody give God another shout of victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
If you receive that word from the Lord, come on, lift your hands and tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We're getting ready to go into our good land. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody worship God and tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. I feel the Spirit of God moving. Amen. Come on in, Elder. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go into that good land. Hallelujah. Praise God. Flowing with milk and honey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody out there wonder why the manna stopped falling. Hallelujah. Why the manna stopped falling. Why the charity stopped. Why people falling off in their giving. Hallelujah to you, praise God, because God said you're getting ready to enter into the land. Hallelujah, overflowing with milk and honey. That's why the manna has stopped falling from heaven. Then you notice when they got the closer they got to the promised land, the entering in, the manna stopped falling. Hallelujah, because you don't need it no more. God said you are entering into a place you don't need nobody's charity. Hallelujah, you don't need no charity. You're going to be the charity, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I'm getting ready to make you the lender. Hallelujah. And not the borrower. You've been borrowing for too long. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're about to move into the realm of lending. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. That promise. Hallelujah. You know the promise God made to you. This is what the Lord has said. You remember what I said, but it's been so long, you didn't think it was going to come to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's because there was some things around you I had to break away from you. Hallelujah. Amen. You was in the wilderness. I had to do some things. Some things had to die off out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the promises are about to come forth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need to thank the Lord for his promises. Praise God. His promises are yet. They are never nay. Hallelujah. They're never no. They're never ain't never I'll think about it. Let me consider it. Hallelujah. According to my word, if you obey me and do as I tell you to do, you will inherit the blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. We thank God for that word on today. Hallelujah. How many of you ready to receive the promise? I don't know about you. I'm ready for the promise. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. Somebody, God say somebody needs to get their harvest clothes together. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, doing a, watch this, when you pray, praise God, after that, all you do is walk. You really don't do a lot of work after you pray. Praise God. But now it's harvest time. Now you got to go out there and you got to do some work. You got to pick some cotton. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I didn't mean to say cotton. Praise God. But you got to do some picking. Hallelujah. You got to get to them crops. Hallelujah. Now it's time to work. Don't you know when they went into the promised land? Hallelujah. Amen. They had to fight to get what was there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about going up to your job and starting to fight with the boss. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But you're going to have to fight for what is rightfully yours. Hallelujah. And how am I going to fight, Elder? How am I going to fight? You just said not to start a fight. So how am I going to fight? Hallelujah. Well, Paul said like this. Put on the whole armor of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He put the whole thing on, the helmet, the breastplate. He had the sword, the shield. Hallelujah. Amen. He had the whole thing on, and then he did everything he could to stand on the word of God. Praise God. Stand on the word of God. That's how you fight the battle today. Hallelujah. Stand on the word of God. Stand on his promises and obey. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that dynamic word. Hallelujah. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the man of God on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the word that you put into his belly on tonight. Lord, we simply pray, hallelujah, you continue to prosper him. You continue to bless him, Lord. Give him strength, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank you. We magnify. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for that dynamic word. Hallelujah from the Lord. We thank God. Hallelujah for the man of God bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Hallelujah to receive the promise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to take some comments at this time. If you got any comments, testimonies, prayer requests, hallelujah. The phone line is open. Now would be the time. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Any testimonies or prayer requests, please? Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God, amen, for the word on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like the song say, it's time to go get your blessing. Praise God. The promises before us. Hallelujah. Ask God with a legion. He will. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to remind everybody, like the man of God said at the beginning, praise God, if you haven't sown your seed, sow it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Be obedient. Amen. To what God, not what the man is telling you to do, not what the apostle is telling you to do. Hallelujah. What God is telling you to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And God, hallelujah, will provide that increase. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said it in his word. He said it in his word. He said, whatever you give up for me, I'm going to give it back to you 20, 40, 60, 80, to 100-fold. Hallelujah. 100, I don't know if you know how to multiply, but 100 times whatever you give, that's what he said he's going to give back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whatever you give up for me, I'm going to give it back to you. Hallelujah. Up to 100-fold on tonight. Hallelujah. He started at 20, even if he give it back to you 20 times. Hallelujah. If you throw a dollar, he going to give you $20 back. That's according to the word. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And we know that this word is true. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in to the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We will be back on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. With another word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And we encourage everybody out there listening on Blog Talk Radio to call in. Praise God. Hallelujah. And be blessed. Hallelujah. With the word from the Lord on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back into the hands of the man of God, and he can go ahead and pray us out and give us his final announcements for the night. Apostle, it's back in your hands. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen, amen, man of God. Thank you so much, Elder Andre. Amen. Thank you, my dear brother. Amen. Mm-hmm. God is a good God. Amen.
Amen.
Let us do all that what God is commanding us to do. Can anybody hear me tonight?
I'm going to be rushing on to get back to him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want everybody to do what God is commanding you to do. And I guarantee you, if we obey God, then we're not going to want for nothing. Because how many know that God is not a man
amen.
That he should lie?
Amen, amen.
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 Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
We have been through too much to play games now. It's too late in the game to play now. It's time to roll up your knees and say, Lord, whatever
Amen.
You want me
Come
to
now.
Do, I'm going to do it, Lord, because I know that my help
yes.
don't come from nobody but you. I need somebody
yes.
to give God a
yeah.
praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I done been through too much hell, Lord. I done seen too much. I done heard too much, Lord.
Amen.
I done almost
Hallelujah.
Been close to death, Lord God. Some of us died and God brought us back. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God, help me tonight, Holy Ghost. We ain't got no time to play. Tell your neighbor that neighbor playtime is over. It's officially over, neighbor. Ain't no more
playtime.
Yeah. We going to do it. Oh, we ain't going to do it at all. Come on here, somebody. It's time to put your all into it or even just thank you, Lord. Old folks say, then you going to do something like get off the pot. Amen. You on the pot now. Then you going to do something or get off of it. Glory to God. God has said, I'm ready to bless you. I'm ready to bring you into a land that you ain't never known. Come on here, somebody. Don't put a limit on an unlimited God. Come on here, somebody. God is not limited. He just looking for somebody that's crazy enough to believe him that he can do the impossible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody
yes.
give God
Hallelujah.
A praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Ooh, I didn't know that the Holy Ghost was going to say all that, y'all. But God has said, I'm going to bless you. And God has said, I'm on you because
Hallelujah.
I want to bring you into the land, glory
Hallelujah.
To God. It ain't about what they say. It's about what I say, said the Lord. Hallelujah. I am your God. I'm the one that brought you out. I'm the one that has gave you everything that you have. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank
you, Lord.
God ain't got no limits on what he'll give us.
Thank
Lord, have mercy.
Thank you, Hallelujah.
God, there ain't no limit on what I'll give
thank
you.
You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just hear Lord say, walk upright before me. Walk upright before me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
What was that in Genesis where the Lord told Abraham, walk upright before me? And I will end it with you to the light. where God makes a covenant with Abraham, and he tells Abraham that I am the Almighty God. Come on here, somebody. I just fell in my spirit.
Hey, man, did we lose your part?
Huh?
Oh, okay, okay. I thought, my bad, I thought we lost.
I'm trying to find that little part in there where Abraham, where God reveals himself as the Almighty God to Abraham. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to find that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I found it. Genesis 17. Look how old Abraham is when the Lord makes his covenant to him. Genesis 17, verses 1 and 2. Is everybody there? Genesis chapter 17?
Amen.
Everybody ready? And the word of the Lord reads. It says, Genesis chapter 17, it says, when Abram was 99 years old, how old?
99.
So that means that at 99, he couldn't do number. Hear God at 99. Come on here, somebody. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. I am El Shaddai. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless, and then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your number. Come on here, somebody. Y'all see that? In the text? In verse 3, it says, Abraham fell face down, and God said to him, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And how many of you know at that time he didn't even have a son yet? God said to close with this. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen. I hear you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God said to tell you to get ready, because I'm going to make the impossible possible in your life. Oh, y'all didn't hear what the Lord said. He said, I'm getting ready to make the impossible possible in your life.
Amen.
When God made Abram this promise, all he had was the word from the Lord.
nothing he can do is a natural. But all he had was a word. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God said, don't depend on your flesh. He said, depend on my word.
Amen.
Somebody gonna catch it tomorrow, but I pray it hit you tonight. Listen here, God is saying the promise I made you is still gonna happen in spite of your age. Okay, y'all. Mm-hmm. Somebody give God a shout.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
If God can bless Abraham at 99 and say, I'm going to make you a father of many nations, how much more can he do for us?
Well, you are alive. Better, more better.
Hallelujah. I said, how much more can he do for us? Is anybody close to 99 yet?
No. I'm not.
Nah. I got about 56 more years.
Then you need to kick up your heels, boy. Glory to God. And praise God like you alone your mind. Glory to God. Ain't none of us know where you're at yet. I'm trying to get you to see something. God said, stop tripping over your age. You on time, glory to God. Lord, if I was younger, Lord, I should have healed you. God said, you wasn't ready for it yet. You
wasn't
ready. God gave it to you then. I'm giving it to you now because you know how to hold on to it. Somebody give God a praise, honorable God.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many know that real wine tastes better when it's more aged, when it's more older? Come on here, somebody. Amen. Young wine can't tell an old wine nothing. Hallelujah. Why? Because it ain't been here long. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God.
Come on now.
God, I'm finna do something. Finna blow your mind, glory to God. You ain't gonna know how to act when God gets through, glory to God. You be like, Lord, why you didn't give it to me? Because you wasn't ready for it, dude. Come on here, somebody.
Oh.
Yeah. You wasn't dead enough for it yet. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
God, now you're at the right place at the right time. Come on here, somebody.
At the right place at the right time. Yeah.
And you the right age for it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And that's why this blessing right here that's coming going to make you laugh. Because you're going to be like, boy, let me tell you something. This ain't got to be God here, glory to God. Because I couldn't even do this. Amen. This, it wasn't even nothing. That's what makes the pleasure. That's what's going to give you more praise. Because you're going to know you didn't do it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
See, God want to do something in your life and get all the glory out of it. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you won't be able to say, well, you know, I helped God out. I couldn't even help God out. But all I could do was just praise his name for doing it for me. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Come on now. Glory
to God. Hit somebody. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you tonight. We praise you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for what you're getting ready to do for us, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name, Lord. Thank you for houses we didn't build. Thank you for vineyards we didn't plant. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you said remember us, Lord God. Hallelujah. When we are satisfied, hallelujah. Glory to God. And we are full, Lord God. You said, praise us then, Lord God. At least we forget about you, Lord, because we done got so content and so satisfied. Lord, we thank you, Lord, we bless your name right now. Lord, I praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And we give you praise for what you're about to do in our life, Lord. Thank you for all things. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. What I say unto one, I said to all.
Tell all.
Watch. And pray.
And pray.
And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Hey, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it.
Amen. Amen. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. You are now dismissed until tomorrow night. Amen. Hallelujah.
Just trying to figure it out, fighting doubt, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words of my mouth and stay on the ground. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low. Never let your faith go. Oh,
never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well stay in the house. Fear trying to rise up. Got terrorists disguised,
they look like us, but we know who we trust. Just when I say that we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright.
Tell them,
we gon' be alright. Alright.
Say
we gon' be alright.
In these last days, evil times will come, and it's here today. Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder.
Day.
Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trouble and shame.
Show me the peace of evil I pray.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done.
In the earth,
let your glory rise, let your sun shine.
Let it burn through the dark.
Hey! Even through the storm and the rain,
we will shout, cause we know after the night,
say it,
we gon' be alright.
Hey, after this what you get for good,
we gon' be alright.
Come jump get from me, I'm doing well,
we gon' be alright.
Hey, I ain't worried about it,
oh no.
Don't you worry about it,
oh no.
Hey, I believe I receive every word that he promised me.
We gon' be alright.
Oh Jesus,
we gon' be alright.
Earth it.
Yeah, any type of situation, he working. Yeah, I don't have no job. Work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, yeah, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, yeah. When spring come fall, trouble keep come out nowhere. Doesn't have respect at all. Somebody gonna do it somewhere. Wonder what you're gonna do. Wonder if you're gonna make it. Wonder how long it'll take and when you ever get through. Can't see the light of day nowhere. You feel like pain on me, but you know like I know that trouble will never last. Yeah, so hold your head up high. God is on your side, and he loves you, and he cares. He's so faithful. Doesn't matter what the problem. Go on, work it. Look, any type of situation, he work it. Yeah, tell me he got all. Go on, work it. Work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Come on, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Yeah, seems like everybody else doing so much better than you. They got it all together, and you're just trying to get through. You don't see no results, not laughing, this is not a joke. 'Cause I'm telling you, God don't come through so soon. I might just come up.
Yeah. When you're driving in a storm, it is very tempting to want to pull under the overpass and wait for the storm to pass because you don't want to get stuck in the middle of the storm. And so even right now in life, it is so easy to just want to pull over in the middle of the storm that we're in, and you want to pull over and stop dreaming and stop believing and stop thinking that things can get better. But I want you to know that God did not build you to pull over, that you are storm-proof because he's in the storm with you. So keep driving to that destination, and I'll see you there.
Let's go. I brought some friends with me, and we're going to do this song for you. I got friends all over the place. It's gonna be beautiful. All the heaven are working. All my brothers and sisters are very strong.
Today's a new day. Yeah. But there is no sunshine. And nothing but clouds. And it's dark in my heart. And it feels like a cold night.
Today's a new day. Yeah. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain pour itself from heaven like a shower. So I smile, even though I've been here for a while, I smile.
It's dark in my heart and it feels like a cold night. Today is a new day, yeah. Show me where are my blue skies. Where is the love that you joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
Come on.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven. Shower. I smile.
All right, y'all. I'm going to give y'all one more, then we're going to get out of here. We're going to let the church say amen tonight. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
Good night to y'all tomorrow.